about the same time, but they did different things.
Yeah.
So there's information here that no one has talked about. But I do have to make sure that I cover these questions, so let me look. And you'll be thinking while I look at these. Usually I ask a question about, is there just one memory that stands out in your mind of your time in there? So think about that while I go and see if I've got everything here. Oh, I know what. What did your parents think when you were drafted?
Not a thing, because everybody was doing it.
Okay.
Had a brother that went 2 years ahead of me.
Mm-hmm. And where did he go overseas?
No, he never made it overseas. He was training to be a pilot, and he became a pilot, and then the European thing was through, and so he didn't ship him overseas.
Okay. Okay.
My mother had a husband in World War I and two boys in World War II.
Oh, so there was a tradition of the military in your family?
Well, not really a tradition, just a must.
Okay.
You had no choice.
Yeah.
There's my dad and mom right up there. See, he was a sailor.
Oh, okay. And was he overseas?
He didn't ever go overseas either. He didn't. Okay. He served in a submarine unit, but he never went overseas.
Hmm. Well, I'd call
it. He's all from Inglewood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
At Inglewood, Ashland area, that's where my folks
are. Okay. Yeah. And then you grew up in Meade, you said?
Yeah, well, my dad was a traveling man, so I went to Greensburg two times, Dodge City once, and Meade two times. So okay. We traveled a lot. But I finished in Meade.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Another thing with the strongest memory is there a fellow soldier, friend, officer who you remember and why? So why don't we talk about those two things? Is there one, when you think about your experience, is there one memory that just stands out other than what you've already said?
Oh, let's see, probably the last march, 18 miles out.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very hot. And there was 1,000 men in a battalion. Yeah, these eight company, and we went out in columns of two.
Okay.
And we was the last company.
Okay.
And 1,000 men, columns of two, is just like an accordion.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking, you're running, or you're. And we walked for 16 miles, and they had ambulances out there because kids were passing out from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was either running or sitting all the time. My pack on my rifle. The straps on my pack had cut off the circulation. My arms were hanging down. I couldn't lift my arms. I was dragging my rifle in my arms. I couldn't lift my arms.
Oh, my.
Because it cut off circulation, you know. It was a 20-pound pack.
What was in that pack?
Everything you needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so every day you marched with the pack?
Well, not all the time. Because sometimes you just go out with your rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And not all, you didn't take your pack all the time. Mm-hmm. They just tell you when to go. But this was the last march, the last big march, 16 miles out. Stayed overnight and 16 miles back the next day.
And when you were marching, did you have periods when you would stop?
Oh, yeah, they give us breaks, yeah.
And did you have water with you?
Yeah, we had water. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They forced salt pills on you, too.
Okay.
They forced you to take salt pills.
All right. And so people would just sort of drop out, collapse?
Yeah, well,
it would
collapse, and they'd pick them up, take them to the hospital.
Did you ever ask yourself why?
Yeah. Why did I stay with it?
Or why they were making you do that?
Yeah. Oh, it was something else.
Probably when you think, you just think of that march.
That, like an accordion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me.
Because
these up front, they was walking a steady gait all the time.
Yeah.
And here we'd come run up behind them and we'd be back. That's something to think about.
It. Yeah, it is. But that's a good way to put
and
it.
And we was the last battalion, see.
Mm-hmm. So they would have been where you were going long before you got up.
Oh, yeah.
How long would that stretch out?
Oh, God, I don't know, for miles.
Mm-hmm.
Miles.
And why were you marched in twos?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what you do when you go down a road because that's all the room you'd have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite an impression to have of your training.
Yeah, that accordion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what
And for it to be the last march,
yeah,
too.
I think I was next to the last guy or something.
What about a fellow, well, you already mentioned your drill sergeant, or whatever you called him. Is there any other soldier that you remember in particular?
Just my buddies.
Okay.
All, yeah. He's the only one I remember. He just him and I just hooked up, and we joined at the hip.
Mm-hmm. You know. And you kept in contact with him afterwards?
Well, not a whole lot. Some. Mm-hmm. Not as much. I'd like to go see him. He's in Wichita. I should go ahead and see him, because probably never see him again. We'll both mm-hmm. die before then.
Yeah.
I didn't keep in contact as much as I should have, but we seen each other once in a while. He'd come out and stop in. I had the store down here.
Oh.
Your IJ store?
Oh, sure.
Your sister-in-law traded with me a lot.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It was, I moved here in 1970.
Okay.
And Joe White and I bought that store.
Mm-hmm, okay. Oh, I didn't realize
20,
that.
20 years, the IJ then, see.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well then that will get me into to finish up the questions. When you found out that you were going to get out, did you know what you were going to do?
No.
Okay. And what did you do?
First job was $35 a week in a bakery.
Okay.
$35 a week, whether you work 50 hours, 60 hours, 70 hours, or 80 hours, $35 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work for a service station down there. It's $35 a week.
Okay.
Same thing. Just whatever it took to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work for my uncle in a grocery store down at Ashland. And went what they call on-job training, where the government would pay part of your wages and your employer would pay part. This is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in training there as a meat cutter.
Okay.
They give me a knife and a cleaver and a saw, and paid me, I think it's $45 a month, and he paid me that much a month.
Okay, and now was this because you'd been in the service?
Yeah, this is from the service.
Okay.
Kind of what they call on-job training.
Oh.
I guess this
See, now no one has ever talked about that before.
I guess this was because if you didn't want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I didn't think I wanted to go to college. I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. That was one of my mistakes. Should have been to college. Should've
really?
Because I'd gone for about free
mm-hmm.
back in 1948.
Yeah.
I could have gone for about free. But mm-hmm. So I went, you know, worked for him for I don't know how long, and I bought a grocery store in Mead.
Okay.
And went broke there.
Bought one in Cimarron, did well.
Well, a long way from Cimarron.
Okay.
Then I went to work for Boeing for about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Then I come back out to Coldwater and went to work for a guy, Mr. White.
Mm-hmm.
Then I bought a store in Mullinville.
Mm-hmm.
And done real well in Mullinville. I was there for 15 years. Our kids went to school there.
Hmm.
Most of them. Then I bought a store in Dodge, and that was a bad experience. Went broke there.
Mm-hmm.
Went to work for Gibson's.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. White come along and said, Howard Fisher. Remember Howard Fisher?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Howard Fisher was wanting out of his business, so we went over, came over and bought his store.
Hmm.
He was very successful here. Mm-hmm. Nice store, good business.
Yeah.
Excellent mm-hmm. business.
Okay.
A lot of Ingles people trading business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, okay, let's go back a little bit then. When you were in the bakery, what did you do?
What Everything.
Okay, from baking
See,
to...
Back then, they had a lot, about every town had a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
We made bread, we made cakes, we made donuts. First thing you did, make donuts and take them to the cafes.
Yeah. You're
supposed to come in about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I never got there in time once. Because I was courting my wife, too.
Oh, okay. All right. And did she still live in Wichita?
No, she lived. She's a Mead girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's raised on a farm south of Mead Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Keltner was her name.
Okay.
Yeah. And she'd keep me out late.
But they didn't fire you.
Didn't fire me.
No.
And I just quit, and I went to work at that service station. That a lot easier, because that bakery was, you go in 4 o'clock and you just stay there till it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You only made bread and everything, just sold bread out of the front of the store.
Yeah. Okay. And then you got into the grocery business.
Yeah. After that, when we got married, well, we got into the, mm-hmm. went down and worked for my uncle. Got into the grocery. I had 4 different stores.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My whole family was grocerymen. My granddad had a grocery store in Englewood for 50 years, and uncle had a store in Ashland for about that many years, and one in Hotchkiss, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So he's all grocerymen. Mm-hmm.
So when you look back at your experience in the military, did that carry over into the rest of your life in any way, or how do you view that experience?
It might have made me a little tougher. I don't think I benefited from it any. Maybe I didn't know it, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, it was just something that you had to do.
We just knew we had to do it. Mm-hmm. Get in and get out. That was the main purpose of everybody, get in, get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You know, when we got home from the service, there was nothing there. You know, bang, no cars, nothing. They're starting to make cars again.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, during the war, they'd get a car once in a while, and you'd get on a list, which was a big joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they finally started making cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we didn't think it was tough at the time. Maybe it was, but...
Right.
Same for everybody.
Yeah. Well, you'd been raised during the 30s, too.
Yeah, I was raised during the Depression and the Dust Bowl days. I was in Dodge in the Dust Bowl days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was an experience.
What do you remember most about that?
Just as black as that.
Mm-hmm.
That cloud.
Yeah.
My mother hung wet sheets in the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And just pure black dark. All you had was light in the house. Yeah. Look out and it's just as black as that. That was frightening.
Yes.
You even thought maybe the world's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've lived through a lot of history.
Yeah, well, I have. Yeah, and you know, the dirty 30s, and no more got through that, and the war come along, and yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good life though. Had a nice family. Got 5 wonderful kids, and wonderful wife, and there we are, right up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
You've
got quite a family then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what have you learned living this life?
Well, I learned I might do some things different.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gone to college. That's my biggest regret.
Mm-hmm.
Because the grocery business, the only way you're going to make money in the grocery business is being the owner.
Yeah.
I realized that quick. So mm-hmm. It's a tough, tough business.
Yeah.
I would have gotten into something else with an education.
Yeah. What do you think you would have gotten in? Well, you worked at Boeing for a while.
Yeah, that was no good. Probably... I was a pretty good athlete. Might have gotten into coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the grocery business are good to us, but, you know,
so
time-consuming.
It
so
is.
Time. You know, 6-7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I never done anything. I didn't golf. I didn't fish.
Mm-hmm.
Just work and my family, which is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because we had 5 kids. And
mm-hmm.
She was home raising kids, and I was home out making a living. And,
right.
And you tried to be home with the kids all the time. But we had some, we took vacations with them, and we've been a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to Hawaii twice, been to Germany, England, 3 cruises. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've been a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you say, you've had a good life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of wonderful kids.
Mm-hmm. If there were a young person that today thought they would go into the service, what would you say to them?
Get in the Navy.
Okay.
It's the easiest and the safest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yet you chose to finish high school rather than going in where you could select.
But I could have come back and finished high school. But
mm-hmm.
I thought, I'm just gonna do it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that you think that some researcher in the future would be reading that you think it would be important that people would know about that time in your experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think they need to let the youth know today what we done for them,
mm-hmm.
how tough it was. I didn't realize it was tough at the time, but it was.
Mm-hmm.
How tough it was, how we sacrificed so they can run around in hot cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. I mean,
you got a twinge of jealousy there.
but you made the comment that before the war, there was a lot. The people at home sacrificed.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
then
yeah,
after the war, they were still sacrificing. Right, yeah. So everyone was sacrificing.
Everyone. You know, you done without.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't think much of it then because, we was eating.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and of course, there wasn't such things going to Dodge every day, you know, like that. The people supported, well, they had to support their locals. Yeah, and, yeah, it was, yeah, that part was, I just, I get a little kind of a redneck every once in a while when I see things, you know.
You're allowed.
Yeah, see how kids act sometimes, and, yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Okay, anything else that you can think of?
Not that I can think of. No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to turn. Oh, I need to say, let's see. Jim Hardesty, June 20th, 2006. Mm-hmm.